Today we're working through our second sermon summary of Romans chapter 4. We're going to be considering verses 4 through 12. I got pulled over one time. It was late at night. I was coming down our main boulevard in town at 1 a.m. back from New Hampshire. I was tired, coming from having preached, following the speed limit, but I had a headlight out. And just that headlight being out was enough to condemn me. It was enough to have a ticket written. I could have pointed out that I was going the speed limit or that my tail lights were working, but I had a headlight that was out. And that's an introduction into the idea here. Now to the one who works. All it takes is one transgression of the law and you're guilty of all, as James points out. We stand guilty before God. And verse 4, he says, now to the one who works. We must remind ourselves of the context here. The one who works for a specific purpose, that purpose is works salvation. True faith is accompanied or evidenced by works, but faith in works is dead. His wage, therefore, the one who works, his wage is not credited as a favor, but as what is due. In fact, if we say we want to earn our salvation and be judged by our works, God does exactly that. He considers our works, and we stand condemned. But to the one who does not work, see, there's a plus side. The one who does not put any confidence in their obedience or religious works of merit, no, the one who recognizes that he cannot save himself, this is the one who believes. They believe, placing their faith. What is this belief? What is the saving faith of belief? Romans 10, 9 and 10, if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 3, I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. So we believe in him and who he is and what he has done, who justifies the ungodly. This individual's faith is credited as righteousness. This brings in the topic of double imputation. As we recognize, we would not be saved if we only had our sins washed away. No, we don't simply need our sins forgiven. We also need to be able to stand before God in righteousness. 2 Corinthians 5:21, he made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So he takes our sin unto himself, and we receive his righteousness unto ourselves. Verse 6, just as David, he already in our last sermon summary we noted, got Abraham, who is another Hebrew hero of the faith. Now he speaks of David, the king that they would look to as the great king. David also speaks of the blessing on the man to whom God credits righteousness apart from works. And here's the quote in verse 7, blessed are those whose lawless deeds have been forgiven and whose sins have been covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord will not take into account. So when God looks at a believer, he does not see their sin. He does not bring it into account, like having no ticket on your record. This happens by faith. And if we need further proof, he comes in verse 9. Is this blessing then on the circumcised or on the uncircumcised also? For we say faith was credited to Abraham as righteousness. How then was it credited? While he was circumcised or uncircumcised? Not while circumcised, but while uncircumcised. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of the faith which he had while uncircumcised, so that he might be the father of all who believe without being circumcised, that righteousness might be credited to them. And the father of circumcision, to those who not only are of the circumcision, but who also follow in the steps of the faith of our father Abraham, which he had while uncircumcised. In other words, in short, it's about faith. Follow in the steps of Abraham. He was imperfect, he struggled, he doubted, but God was gracious and he continued in faith in the promises of the coming Messiah, which God gave. And that is what saved Abraham. That is what saved David, and it is what saves every other individual who is saved on earth. Faith in the Messiah. So there's no boasting. There's no dependence on family. There's no dependence on lineage. Rather, all the dependence is on Christ, and all the boasting is in Christ, and all the hope is in Christ, and our salvation stands in one person and one person alone, Jesus Christ, by placing our faith in Him. If you depend on your works, you condemn yourself, for God surely will judge you by your works, and you will be found sinful. You'll be found falling short of the glory of God. As you continue on in your walk with Christ, continually remind yourself that you are saved by faith and not what you do. That is where your boasting comes in Christ and Christ alone.